Hi there. Oh, it's always so incredible to sit in this seat. And I promise to keep it short because I know we're going to have a little ding here soon. You've always answered so many questions on CDs and here in workshops, seminars.
All of those questions and all of those answers are passé for this leading edge crowd. In other words, all they were the bouncing off place for where you all are now. And everything that is coming forth from you here and now is fresh and new. We're going into new places.
Wow. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's why every seminar, Jerry and Esther say, it was the best that has ever happened. And we say, of course it was. It is the most leading edge of anything that you've done.
And I agree.
Yes.
And I've seen that in the different ones. Last time I talked to you was a couple years ago in Alaska, and I talked about a cabin that we were building and remodeling and so on. It's really beautiful. In fact, it's a place where my husband and I feel more connected with everything in our lives. It's just a place where you can really find a lot of peace, and many members of my family feel that way about it, too. It's very special.
So you've created a little haven where you have extracted the best parts of life and have sort of left out the not-so-good parts of life so that a person can just go there, and a lazy person who just observes can feel better there than in any other environment.
Yeah, so true. It's very good. And yes, I agree. keep working on it, too, though.
There's nothing wrong with keeping the odds up. There's nothing wrong with doing your best to limit the environment of negative things. But there's a trap in that. Because when you carve out a little piece of what you call heaven, where you can go and just easily feel good, if you're not tending to your vibration at the same time relative to the aspects of your life, in time you begin to resent the rest of the world that won't behave in that way. In other words, it's so good to feel, that's the game we were playing earlier. I need you to come over here and be like my cabin. And if you won't come over here and be like my cabin, then I might have a harder time. So we just can't go without saying that we want this haven that you're creating to be in your vibrational gap vicinity, not about something external that you are giving your attention to.
That's a very good point.
We want it to be a vibrational place, not a physical place.
Good.
We want it to be a vibrational memory. We want you to have such good knee-jerk responses to things. We want you to practice the art of allowing so fluently that it just flows out of you under any and all conditions. We want you to be able to look anywhere in the world and still feel stable and good, like the babies do when they're born. They don't want feathered nests, you see. And the more you fuss around them, the less they like it. Really. So now we will hear you.
That was very good. So basically, I came to you at that time with a question of how do we pay for all of this, because it was mounting up the bills and everything. And you said, well, can't you just slow it down? And I have to tell you, that cruise, I got a call back from my contractor and architect at the time, and they said, well, guess what? We've got a delay that we're going to have to deal with the city of McCall, and 9 months later, we had our building permit to keep working again. And so thank you, because it really did, it brought about something that was even better as far as me being able to get up to speed with it.
Which is the message that we are wanting to remind you, that the entire universe is conspiring for you.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, and when you get crossways of that, and you begin to feel that not only is it not conspiring for me, but it's conspiring against me, that's when things go screwy. Mm-hmm. We so want you, and isn't it wonderful when something like that happens to you, and you acknowledge that the universe is conspiring for me? It always is, because the universe knows what's in your vibrational escrow, and is conspiring to bring that about. You're usually the only odd man out.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else in the universe is conspiring to bring about what you've put in your vibrational escrow. And how you feel is your indication about whether you're in on the conspiracy or not.
Yes.
You get that?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. So I don't really have a question about that. I just wanted to let you know about that. And I do have a question, though, on